AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We got a handshot there for you. We appreciate your listenership. Big round of applause for you. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, this new year, of course, if you want to connect with me directly, please connect with me at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz. You will not regret it. I'm a pretty nice person, really. Or you can call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, MY-SBC-30. Awesome. I'm so excited about today's show. We've got some great guests. I have to share a story with you. I had an experience this week, and customer relationships are so important to me. How you treat your customers are so important. As small business owners, it is important that we take care of our customers. And if you're in business, period, you should want to take care of your customers. And so a couple of years back, I felt like, you know, I needed a new car. So I got a new car. I got a wonderful SUV, Lexus. And I love, and the reason I bought Lexus is because Lexus customer service is just outstanding. It's outstanding. I just have to tell you that. And so I had a service done in my car. I got a loaner and I took the loaner back and left my backpack with all of my professional world in that backpack. And can you imagine what my day was like yesterday? It was all kinds of, where's my backpack? I took the loaner back. And by the time I got back to Lexus and called and everything, they'd already loaned the car out. And so I'm sitting at Lexus having to get on one of our inclusivity calls with NorCal SBDC. It went fantastic. Thank God I wasn't the trainer yesterday. I was definitely there for Q and A's. And Lexus, they were fantastic. I get on this call, this small business call with the inclusivity project yesterday, and on my phone, on my cell phone, I'm like, I need a charger. It's sitting in my backpack. And so Lexus gave me a charger. They just took care of me. They contacted the guest who had the loaner that I had with my backpack on a joyride around Silicon Valley, San Jose yesterday, and I did get it back yesterday evening. So I want to say a huge thank you to Lexus, to the team, David, Tree, Marie, it's either Marie or Maria, thank you, and absolutely to the service manager there, Monica, and hopefully I don't mess up your name, Slezak, S-L-E-Z-A-K, service manager. So Monica Slezak, and they were fantastic. So I got my professional world back yesterday, and I tell you, Lexus will go above and beyond. And so that's just a great example. I'm just going to segue. That's just a great example of what we should be doing as business owners and what should we do as small business owners. And my passion is really helping small businesses kick it up to the next level. Go be big on purpose and do the things that they love to do. And so today's show is about, we're going to talk about the Northern California Small Business Development Center Inclusivity Project. So if you're listening around the world, around the nation, it is a program that is embedded, a special program embedded in the SBDC framework in Northern California. It is not a program that is available throughout the SBDC network. It's really kind of a model of what it could be around the nation. So the nation is really looking at this to see how it's going. It is a special program to service Black and African American business owners. We lost 41% of our Black businesses during the pandemic, so we're building back. And so SBDC will have these special programs, right? They'll have these like restaurant programs, so they have a great restaurant program. And check out your area, wherever you're at in the nation, what your Small Business Development Center is doing and how it's servicing you. And so here we are going to talk about this program. And so back in October, I have a press release here. So back in October of 2022, there was this wonderful announcement, and this is what it reads: Wells Fargo commits to the future of the inclusive economy with a $335,000 investment in the Inclusivity Project. This is in Northern California's SBDC program. So Wells Fargo announces commitment to the Black and African American entrepreneurial community with a $335,000 investment in the Inclusivity Project, a program of the Northern California Small Business Development Center. And I'm going to quote Karen Woodruff, the Senior Vice President of Social Impact at Wells Fargo. And I quote, "Wells Fargo is proud to invest in the Inclusivity Project to shift systemic and institutional barriers to Black entrepreneurs and small businesses." And she goes on to share, our support will strengthen the capacity for Black chambers and small business development centers across Northern California to create innovative collaborations, pathways, and tools to enhance economic mobility and small business development. And so with that being said, I want to introduce Karen Woodruff, is the SVP or Senior Vice President of Philanthropy and Community Impact for Wells Fargo. She has been with Wells Fargo Foundation for 10 years, helping the company drive positive impact on communities across Northern California. And also, Wells Fargo Foundation seeks to strengthen historically marginalized communities by investing in pathways to economic advancement and generational wealth. And so I'd like to welcome Karen Woodruff on the show. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Margaret. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely, it is our pleasure, and it is the pleasure of our audience to hear about what Wells Fargo is doing. And I have to tell you, Karen, actually, I have really been a fan of Wells Fargo for years when it comes to small businesses. I've kind of watched you over the years. I've been doing radio for many years. We're in our 12th season, and I've watched Wells Fargo, and I've actually had Wells Fargo on years ago, and there's always, you guys are always doing something just a little special for small businesses, whether it's a business plan contest or just kind of different types of products. And so can you tell us a little bit about how this opportunity came about?
Sure. So, you know, the foundation looks at, the Wells Fargo Foundation looks at four key areas of focus for philanthropic investment across our the whole country. So it's small business, entrepreneurship, it's financial health, it's housing access and affordability, and then climate sustainability. So the small business lens has always been a very, you know, key area for all of us in philanthropy to focus on. And we try to take strategic opportunities with our philanthropic investments and map them to things that are going on in our communities. And also, we're a feedback loop to our own company on ability to change our products or solutions to our customers based on the feedback that we hear. So we've all known that there is an inequity across, you know, access to resources, loan products, et cetera, specifically and more pointedly to Black African American small businesses. And we've seen those ratios drop. And so that's going the wrong way. And I think there's so many opportunities out there that we need to change our thinking. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. So, I mean, that theme was why I was kind of tired of the traditional approach. So we really wanted to be intentional about trying to create a way that worked for this community. So it could be different than the Hispanic. It could be different than the Asian. So we really wanted to target this market with our friends at NorCal SBDC. And because they have 16 different SBDC centers within Northern California, it felt really like we could really wrap our arms around this program as Northern California, do it as a pilot, test out the results, and create these new kind of innovative ways to connect organizations and entities to understand what they're doing, what their options are, how to access these resources for small business, how to think about it. But oftentimes, you know, it's an idea. It is somebody who wants to start a small business or can't even start a small business because of their, you know, financial position.
Right.
So there's a lot that goes into, training, education, and offering up how to get to a place where you can create a business plan, create a marketing plan, even have the right idea, get through all of the training, and then at some point you're ready for a loan. So for us, we really wanted to partner with strong and capable partners like our Black and African American Chamber partners and all of our SBDC partners in Northern California. So we had, obviously worked on this deal for quite a bit, and we're lucky enough to get all the funding together, and we launched it last October.
I'm telling you, thank you so much for the in-depth response, because I had the privilege of sitting in on this conversation prior to the press release in October 2022, and I looked around the room and I thought, for the first time for me professionally, and having this type of dialogue and conversation was really a first, and with financial resources put behind it. And I could, the only thing that I could think of was this: I Have a Dream with Dr. Martin Luther King, this is what he had in mind, because they were African Americans, Caucasians, Indians, Asians. I mean, it was just really a sight to see. And I want to commend Wells Fargo Northern California SBDC for bringing this together and making this happen. I've got about 1 minute before I go to a commercial break. And so I want to tell our audience, stay tuned. We have so much more to come. Tim Russell is going to be with us and share what his experiences are. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're beating it up in Silicon Valley. We're beating it up. We're supporting small businesses. And I love it. Thank you. My producer is bringing some really cool music in. Love it, love it, love it. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on iHeartRadio, and are streaming all over the world and live streaming as well. You can always listen live on at kdow.biz. We are talking to Wells Fargo Northern California Small Business Development Center. We're going to bring on Tim Russell. Tim Russell is the executive director of the Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center in San Mateo, Silicon Valley, Bay Area. And he is his Renaissance Center is the host of the San Mateo Small Business Development Center program that also hosts the Inclusivity Project program. So I'd like to say hello to Tim. We're going to bring you on with Karin, and we're going to give an update to Karin how things are going with you and the Inclusivity Project. You were also in that meeting last year, which was phenomenal. Tim, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Margaret, for having me on and just to be a part of this conversation and this great project, for black-owned businesses. It's the key word that I heard Karin say was access, and I'm just excited for the access that's given to these businesses.
That's absolutely correct, because we need it. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at your center. Are you seeing Black and African American businesses participate in the program? I am a regional advisor as well, so I am participating in doing a lot of the trainings for the Inclusivity Project, the Start Smart, Starting Your Business, and then the Growth Program, which is Scaling Up for Success. So we are seeing some phenomenal results. We have a pitch competition coming up. And so there's so much. So tell us what's going on at San Mateo SBDC.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about the San Mateo SBDC is that Renaissance, being the host, and I've been with Renaissance for 11 years, has always been focused on the underserved and under-resourced. And we know that the African-American community has been one of those communities that have been under-resourced and underserved for many years. They haven't had the access or the tools or the knowledge to gain the access. So being the host is important, because we're working hand-in-hand with the San Mateo SBDC in identifying those clients, those small businesses. We're helping on one end to ramp them up, to get them ready for the services and give them the much-needed knowledge to gain the access that is available to them through the SBDC. So I think hand-in-hand, the marketing, the getting the word out, letting them know that this is real. You know, I hate to say that word, being an African-American myself, you got to sometimes believe in a thing before you even access a thing. And I think really getting out there and saying, no, this is real. It's for you. It's available. Like you just said, it's causing that excitement to grow, because individuals are realizing that the access and the opportunity is available and it is real. So I have to say thank you to Wells Fargo for stepping up and saying, hey, we want to do this, and we want to make sure that this access is available to this community. So we're excited, and we're working hard. Our advisors are working hard. Our director, Nora, was on, is working hard to make sure that this access is available to every single business that walks through the door or gets on a call and works with our advisors.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's phenomenal. And I do have Karin on here, so she's getting that update. Karin, are you still with us here?
Sure, I am.
And so just hearing some of this feedback that Tim is giving, what's your response to that? These resources being put to the use that it was purposed for?
I mean, it's exciting. I think that, you know, Tim has been a leader in this work and a visionary, so I know that he is going to be an example for other SBDCs who want to move in this direction, and I hope that they can look to him and his team as proof points. And I think that's what we need more of. We need more people to say, you know, I was skeptical, I found these resources, actually it worked, look at where I am today, and right, share that good news with everybody else. Because as Tim was mentioning, it is one of those things, and I think trust is a big barrier, and we all have to, I mean, each right. of us have that. We have to understand that we don't trust and others don't trust, but we kind of have to say, in this case, let's just let the guard down and let's trust. Here's money, here's people, yeah. here's power. Here's access, here's resources, please take advantage of it. So, you know, I thank Tim and his team, because I think he is going to be the kind of the shining light, and others will follow.
That's absolutely. And I want to say something that I think I want to make clear with our listeners. And so when you hear about these types of programs, and when I do these types of shows, and I always like to make it clear that it's not taken away from any other group. any other people group, any other ethnic group. And really what we're saying is we're balancing the scales so all people, like I Have a Dream, black men, white men, young, old, any whatever your background is, that you have an opportunity to live at your full potential and genius. And really potential comes from a word called, it's potent. And it really means to be very powerful. And purpose comes from a Latin word, potere, that means the ability to do something extremely well. And I think that what's important here and what Wells Fargo has done, what NorCal SBDC is doing, is saying to everyone, and when we have these programs is to live at your very powerful potential and purpose and do it very well. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring on Sam Washington from Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to just get into this a little bit more. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You're listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, around the world, iHeartRadio. We are live. We are live. Love it, love it, love it, live. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Wells Fargo, Northern California Small Business Development Center. And by the way, for you small businesses that are out there around the nation, you have a small business near you somewhere. Connect with your small business. It's like American Express. Don't go home. Don't leave home without them. Don't leave home without your SBDC in your business. Let them help you. They are phenomenal. You can get a lot of great resources there. And if your business is growing and striving as a small business, that's fantastic. But check in anyway and see what resources they have that might be a benefit for you in the future and the scores, the SBDCs and the scores that are out there. So we're going to talk to, and this is a really quick segment, I want to bring on Samuel Washington, Strategic Solutions Principal, Security Risk, Disruptive Technology Platforms. He's got these gray crowns and all of these things, that organizational roadmap. But more importantly, he was recently named as the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and he is part of supporting the Northern California Inclusivity Project. And we want to learn a little bit more about what Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce is doing and how are you experiencing the results of the investment that Wells Fargo has made into our Black business owners through NorCal SBDC. And so can you just kind of give us an update, Sam? Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Hi, Margaret. Hi, Karen, and hey, Tim. Thank you all for inviting us on. I really appreciate it. Just to try to get it in quickly, obviously, Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. I wanted to say first, we are business-focused. You know, I have a lot of organizations that are doing a lot of things and involved in a lot of operations, but we are absolutely business-focused for really black businesses and minority businesses as well. Our membership is very diverse. But our goal is to increase business engagement and pretty much across Silicon Valley, across Northern California. And that's, you know, in 1995, the Santa Jose Mercury News did a analysis of black business engagement, or really minority business engagement across Silicon Valley. And in that year, black business engagement in Silicon Valley was 1%. In 2000, it was still 1%. Today, it's actually slightly less than 1%, even in cities and government operations where blacks are in a substantial parity in the population. And so that shocking, surprising news is part of the reason for my passion for the Silicon Valley Black Chamber. That is to, you know, the key to power, the key to development, the key to that third rail of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's call for justice was economic justice. And that was in giving businesses the pathway to equal, you know, engagement opportunities, equal contract opportunities, equal access to really all the levers of business from Main Street to Wall Street. So I sort of view, I think the chamber leadership agree with me, that that's our goal. Where does that bring the SBDC in? Well, the fact of the matter is, the meeting that we shared with Wells Fargo was the first time I felt really inspired. It really was. Just to be able to have a major bank financial entity actually jump in and say, look, we're here to help, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. What is you know, that's a major for us. And so we really appreciate that. But that that got us really inspired. I mean, we have actually our own program called the Business Acceleration Program at the Black Chamber. And we are that funding support through the SBDC, through Wells Fargo, has actually helped us provide more services, more engagement and consulting services to the Black businesses. In the and frankly to our memberships as a whole,
right,
at the chamber. So we're driving that. We're driving some new members into the SBDC now. Listening to that program, about 50 companies. And then of course, you know, we have lots of small businesses, lots of small people who are envisioning, you know, going into business, and some of them as well have joined us. That's our
awesome. That's awesome. I got to stop you there. I got to go to a commercial break. Phenomenal. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Stay tuned. We got a little bit more to come. We're going to push this thing all the way through to the end. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. My absolute favorite part of our show, our fourth segment here, that we get to talk about small businesses. We get to talk about the Small Business Concierge. We are working on our first magazine of 2023. It is exciting. We've got a lot of great content coming out to you. We've got some content from our local SBDC. We got content from insurance to finance to money to we also are going to have a tribute in there as well to one of our leaders, local leaders here. And so much going on. I want to remind you, if you are looking to get into our plan, the business development growth plan, for that 30% off, get it before March 1st. It is a steal, even at its regular $67 a month. It is a steal. What are you getting? Business development and competitive advantage resources. You get a monthly business development Zoom networking coaching call with me and many of my stellar friends in the industry, business industry, and all kinds of good stuff that they're doing. You're getting expert opportunities to meet. And so anyone across the U.S., if you're a small business owner or just starting, you can participate in this program. Free 30 days of live plan. So we have created a master agreement with Palo Alto Software's Live Plan, the number one business plan writing software on the planet. Love them. I've had Sabrina Parson on a couple of times. We're going to bring her back on later this year and talk about how LivePlan is working for our customers coming through the Small Business Concierge. You get free digital catalog advertising, full color page ad for those small businesses to get you around the world. The pandemic one of the problems that I saw through the pandemic is that small businesses did not have access to mass media exposure. So we're giving you that exposure. You're getting a free directory listing in the Small Business Concierge magazine. And then, of course, that free full-page digital catalog. So we launched our digital catalog in December, where it is a point of sale for your business. We don't take any fees. We don't take anything. If you link back to Amazon, you just have to deal with the fees that they take, and that's a reality. And of course, if you're event oriented, you also have free listings in that upcoming events and so much more out there. So go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Get it before March 1st, and we will give you that 30% discount for the whole year. And so you're paying around $46 a month for all of that, instead of the $67 a month, but that will change on March 1st. So go out there and snag that as fast as possible. So I want to get back to my guest and talk more about the Northern California Small Business Development Center Inclusivity Project Program. And if you want to go to the website, the Inclusivity Project, you can do that as well. And I want to just read in this press release, Scott Rogowski, who is the director over special programs for the Northern California SBDC program. He says, the Inclusivity Project is thrilled to receive this important investment from Wells Fargo. NorCal SBDC's Inclusivity Project Director Scott Rogowski. And he goes on to say, this funding will help us advance our mission and continue providing the much needed support to the Black and African American small businesses community across Northern California. And with that being said, and a couple of minutes left in the Small Business Concierge, I want to ask Karin, if you could say something to the businesses, the small business owners out there, what kind of advice would you give them today?
Well, if you look at statistics, and there's tons of statistics out there for small businesses. 50% of businesses or more fail, and 8 of 10 businesses have no employees. So it's kind of, that tells people that they might be on their own. There's a lot of fear. But when you have resources and you have somebody walking alongside you, helping you through those bumps, helping you make those good decisions or different decisions, or weighing options, it helps to have partners. It helps to have experience. It helps to have somebody that's standing by you saying, you can do this. And the bottom line is, you can do this. It just, you just need to know where this stuff sits. And it's hard, it's hard for even me in the banking industry. It's hard for us to know where everything is. But these types of partnerships are the ones that are, will bring fruit, because we're trying to create energy and resources for everyone. So I would just say, if you're considering it, either starting, growing, scaling, go to your SBDC, go to your Black Chamber, go to your trusted resource and get that help. There are people out there who just are wanting to walk alongside you.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you for that. And speaking of partners, I've got 1 minute before we go get out of this segment. Here are the partners in the program. Obviously, Wells Fargo, California Black Chamber, Sacramento Black Chamber, Solano County Black Chamber of Commerce, Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, Oakland African American Chamber, San Francisco African American Chamber, San Joaquin African American Chamber, CoBiz Richmond, North Bay Black Chamber, and the participating SBDCs are San Mateo, Marin, Sacramento Valley, Solano, Napa, Access SBDC, East Bay SBDC, San Francisco SBDC, San Joaquin SBDC, and Sonoma SBDCs, and of course San Mateo, Marin, and Sacramento Valley are all SBDCs. We're going to get out of this segment and we're going to wrap up with Tim and Karin. And I am really inspired myself with what is going on. I'm very excited. And it's an honor to be a part of the program as well. So we're going to get out of this segment. And you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Bay Area, Silicon Valley, iHeartRadio listeners, listeners around the world, listeners in around the nation, small business owners, Louisiana, Chicago, New York, Boston, Texas, Los Angeles. Keep going strong. We're going to wrap up this show. We're at the bottom of our show. We've had some fantastic commentary and information given. It's so absolutely phenomenal to wrap up Black History Month. Happy Black History Month. I hope you are enjoying the festivities and everything that's going on. I have done my best to engage and enjoy myself in different opportunities and all that the month has to offer, just to recognize and say well done. Well done. So I'm going to bring Tim Russell back on to give us about a minute of inspiring our small businesses, get connected to your SBDCs, and his final thoughts. So Tim, could you give us about 60 seconds of inspiring our small businesses throughout the Bay Area, the nation, and them going to their next level of genius?
I'll just say to every small business owner that you can turn your passion to profit. You have people that are around you that want to support you and give you the access to be able to do it. I'm not speaking from a line that was written down and I learned in college. I am a son of an entrepreneur. I lived in the garage with my mother. I saw her take her passion to make roses out of ribbon and turn it into profit, and eventually was able to buy her first home. So I want to encourage everyone. You can do it. You have people that want to see you do it and celebrate with you. The access is there. Take advantage of it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that's the second time that we heard on the show, you can do it. And you have the support with you. Thank you so much, Tim Russell, for coming on. We appreciate your leadership and your value to small businesses. Thank you so much. So we're going to bring on in just a moment, Samuel Washington, and we're going to have him share his final thoughts and support. Samuel, can you give us a minute? I know but I'm going to ask you for a minute. Otherwise, they're going to force me into a commercial break. But give me a minute on your final inspiration to small businesses out there throughout the nation. We're nationwide. We're worldwide.
Oh, this is great. To all my friends around the world, various countries that I have consulted and worked and shared in, Europe, Africa, Australia, hey folks, here's the deal. The entire world is open to you. It's a new day. It's a new era. The internet provides you the opportunity to do business on almost every continent, in lots of countries. There is government support for that. You have major corporations like Wells Fargo who are, as I said, putting their money where their mouth is in terms of helping you just bring your ideas to life. And that's what we're talking about. There are so many people, young people, old people, people in prisons, people in jail, people on the street, people working for somebody in a job that they hate. This is your opportunity to do what you love. The Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, the SDBC are offering the opportunity for free, for you to pursue a future that matters to you.
Absolutely.
That will bring your dreams and your visions and your legacy opportunity for yourself and your prosperity to life.
Absolutely.
That's my admonition. That's my dream in asking you to come join us. Come see us. And thanks again to our friends at the SDBC and Wells Fargo. God bless.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it. And finally, we're going to wrap up with Karin from Wells Fargo to have the last word as our guest before we get out of here. Karin, what are your last words to our audience?
Well, I would just say first thanks to you and thanks to Tim and to Sam for testimonies. And I would just encourage everyone to sort of, you know, rethink, reimagine, you know, create a new thought. Well, I think we all use old stories in our minds to tell, you know, the future. I think we all need new stories. So part of, you know, rethinking and reimagining is throwing that all away or setting it aside and trying new partnerships, trying to do things a little bit differently. And I think this partnership with all these SBDCs and the chambers and there's others, you know, other organizations that are welcome to be part of this movement, because it's all creating, you know, additional access, more information, sharing of knowledge, and, you know, helping more small businesses with an emphasis on the Black and African-American. And we just want to see change. And change happens when we all change together. And I think this is a now, you know, the time is now. I love Sam's, you know, and Tim's, and yours even, Margaret, the passion I'm hearing from your voices. That should resonate to your listeners, is we're all here for you. We're all here to support small business, and we want your very important 99% of all business in the United States is small business. So, you know, we need you, and we need you to turn this economy around, and we want you to be successful, and we want to be there to help support you on the way.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And there is just not anything else to say. We are going to end the show on that note. Thank you, Karin, Samuel, Tim, absolutely phenomenal. You've been listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Go out to your next genius level, everybody.